how activists like us are using the internet to amplify voices, diverse voices advocating for change throughout the Middle East and North Africa. And the first project we want to talk about is PrideVoice.org. I founded PrideVoice because I felt that everyone in this world deserved to be a witness to human rights violations around the world. We live in a day where many people have access to videos, cameras. The problem is that in a lot of these social justice movements, you upload a video to YouTube and it gets lost in a sea of too many videos, too much noise. And so we really wanted to organize this information by crowdsourcing it. And so you see here, PrideVoice is basically a user-powered service that tracks voices of protest from around the world by crowdsourcing information. So it looks a bit like this. So this is, for example, a page of the protests in Syria. And you can find that in the protests of Syria, there are thousands and thousands of videos which never make it to CNN or Al Jazeera or make it to the headlines. But we felt that it was really important for people to still be able to have access to this kind of information. And so you find, you can filter it by photos, by videos, by the links. You can see some of the protests here. Long after the protests in my country, in Bahrain, stopped making headlines, people were using